is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Wing and Loon are two new business units of Alphabet, Google's parent. Wing would produce delivery drones with a fixed wing and rotopropellers, allowing the drone to stay in place and winch down items to customers. Loon would offer internet access via balloons in rural areas. The President's Council of Economic Advisors in a new report declared the war on poverty substantially won and over, demanding new work requirements based on five-year-old data. For the more than $80 billion in tariffs that the U.S. has already placed on washing machines and solar energy cells and panels, on most steel and aluminum imports, and hundreds of products made in China, the short answer on the cost of Trump's trade war is $60 a year per household so far. That's about 0.1% of a typical household's income. Center on Budget and Policy Priorities calculated this year that 3/4 of food stamp recipients work within a year of participating in the program. That report suggests that Americans often use assistance programs as bridges to a new job after they have lost previous employment. The Justice Department appealed a trial judge's ruling last month that allowed AT&T to acquire Time Warner, setting the stage for a second round of legal proceedings in a blockbuster antitrust case. U.S. inflation hit its highest rate in more than 6 years, with consumer prices eating away at modest wage gains by American workers and underscoring questions about how much they're benefiting from an economy that, by many other measures, is booming. A whistleblower who alerted regulators to conflicts of interest at J.P. Morgan Chase will get $30 million from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the largest CFTC payout to a tipster to date. Using a set of government data from 2017, the Kaiser Family Foundation estimated that 62% of people on Medicaid had full or part-time jobs. Another 18% lived in a household with another working adult. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin. It's brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.